Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. We're visiting with Nathan Mueller, Nebraska Extension educator based out of Dodge County. Of course, you do a crops throughout East Central Nebraska. Nathan, last year you had this bright idea to do a crop tour within your region. Tell me a little bit about why you did that and how things kind of turned out last year, first of all.
Yeah, so I started the crop tour during the year all the way back in 2014 with the hail event, and I kind of continued it on. But last year I decided, hey, I'm already doing the outlook for the Pro Farmer crop tour, why don't I do my own for Dodge County? So last year, the first week of September, I determined some routes across the county covering kind of the different landscape regions. So like Platte River Valley makes up 25% of the county. So sampling proportionally based on those regions and then sampling enough fields. So I sampled last year and this year 17 cornfields and 17 soybean fields that kind of represent kind of the landscape topography of Dodge County, and then estimating yield in those fields in some spots. And so last year I estimated 197 for the county average for corn, and I estimated 58 for soybeans. And after the fact, USDA surveys farmers in Dodge County and asking what they got for yield, and they released that in February, and it came in at 195 for corn and 60 for soybeans. So I was off two bushels both on corn and soybeans. So I may have just got lucky the first year and got pretty close, but that's pretty good for trying to estimate yield before harvest. So I wanted to do the same thing again this year, see, and keep doing this year to year. But what we found this year is the yield was about 13 bushels less with corn than it was last year, and there's some reasons for that. The main reason was the July 5th windstorm that we had that caused a lot of green snap. So we had almost 2,000 less, or more than 2,000 less ears per acre. So we lost a lot of plants, a lot of ears. There was more rows around on those kernels. So we had 17 kernel rows versus 15.7 last year. So regardless of what the yield is, we're talking about yield components and weather factors that drive that. Ears are about the same length, but all said and done, we just didn't have enough ears. So I would expect that we'll have, you know, equal to less yield than we did last year, but estimating that at roughly 13 bushels.
How about on the soybeans? How do you go about estimating that? What are you looking at in your tour? And then what did things look like this year?
Yeah, soybean yield has always been really hard. A lot of people quit trying to estimate soybean yield before harvest and said, we'll just wait for the combine. But I'm stubborn, and I'm going to get it figured out in the next 30 years. So I'm still working on that. But, you know, same thing. A little bit different with corn. You're looking at ears. Here I'm looking at pods per area. So I'm not really worried about how many plants, soybean plants there are, because we know soybeans flex so much how many there are. So I look at pods per area. Then I actually take the time to count seeds per pod on some plants, because that can fluctuate more than you think. And then estimating seed weight. And then I have some fudge factors in there, because it's just hard. One, I'm decreasing yield due to moisture, because if you leave yield at 13% moisture for soybeans, no one actually hauls in soybeans at that moisture. They're at 9, 10% a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And then I have a 15% reduction factor in there. And some of that is loss, because there's still pods that can fall off. There's seeds that won't fill between September and harvest. But then you have losses before harvest, lodging, shattering, and then you have combine loss. So ahead of the head, through the machine. So again, I back calculated that and got 15%. So that's what I used roughly last year. And then did that again this year. And that's why we typically overestimate soybean yield. So that got me pretty close last year. So we'll see how it is this year.
And what was your soybean figure for this year?
Yeah, the soybean yield figure was actually up 4 bushels from last year, 62 bushels an acre. And I had 58 last year. The main reason for the increase in yield this year was there was more pods per area. And I almost had 100 more pods in that 1/10,000th of an acre that I look at. So that's pretty significant. But then when I went to count seeds per pod, there was less seeds in those pods. There's an average of 2.4 versus last year was 2.6. So that kind of brought the yield down a little bit. And I thought the seed size was just a hair smaller, so I adjusted for that. So we got 4 bushels higher. That's kind of in line with what USDA has been saying. They're estimating 59 bushels for Nebraska, so that's pretty high. And if they're estimating 59, someone's got to be above 59. And if Dodge County 62, I guess that doesn't seem too far off.
Yeah, that ain't too bad. In addition to giving you at least a rough estimate on what your production might be or what the production in the area might be, how else is this information good for area producers, Nathan?
Yeah, I mean, when we just look at yield at the end of the year, there's more to it than that. How did we get to where we are? You know, you could say a wind event. But, you know, when I talked about how many kernels around, that's decided at V5, V6. And so I was kind of surprised, you know, some of the heat that we had in early June, that may have hurt us, but it didn't. So it's kind of good to understand along the process through the growing season, things that drive yield, things that maybe aren't as big of an issue that we thought. And then I see other things during the tour, like I saw southern rust in late planted corn, frog eye leaf spot in soybeans, sudden death syndrome. So then during the tour, when people look at the report, they can learn more about what happened through the season, what we saw for late season plant health. So it's more than just about the yield, it's a borne out awareness of some of the other agronomic issues that we have each year.
So between now and harvest, either on corn or soybeans, mm-hmm. do you see any issues? Do you see any things that people should be thinking about?
Well, soybeans, people are going to have to go slow. We had lodge soybeans just like we did last year, so that's going to be one, but I think they know that. Probably the biggest concern I had was I did start to see some stalk rots in ear rots in corn. So on the ear rots, it looked like fusarium seemed to be the main cause, and that was due to wet weather that we had earlier during pollination. And now, and then if you have some insects that cause some damage, which we saw with corn earworm and western bean cutworm, that may be a little bit of an issue. But some of the anthracnose stalk rot, some gossazolt that we got, some of those issues with the wet weather we have, crown rots may creep in. So, and then with the windstorm we had, I still saw plants continuing to break off from the prior damage. So timely harvest is probably going to be a little more critical than maybe it was last year on corn.
All right. Very good. Nathan, just as we wrap up, you know, this is all an educational learning process, and yeah. we are learning a lot by yeah. doing this. And I'd like you to, you know, you said, hey, let's engage. Farmers, let's engage and kind of learn together. How can they do that surrounding your yes. crop tour every
yeah,
year?
Yeah. So, you know, I posted a blog post just a couple days ago. And so you can leave comments on there. You can even leave a comment, Nathan, you're an idiot for trying to estimate yield. But, you know, you can post your harvest comments, what your harvest actually was in some of the regions. If you're close to those routes, I posted a map. And if you're along those routes, feel free to put a comment, this is what I got for yield. That'll kind of help me gauge where we're at and help maybe improve this in the future. So, mm-hmm. you know, from the marketing standpoint, locally for producers, you know, if they kind of know what, if I start to get a little bit closer, they'll kind of know maybe what they have, and they can maybe market some things a little bit earlier before for harvest, or feel a little bit more comfortable selling a few more bushels. You don't want to put too much, sell too much early, but you know there are some advantages to trying to looking at some things before everybody starts hauling grain in.
Okay, and where is that blog post at?
Yeah, the blog post is at croptechcafe.org.
All right, very good. And then just some nuts and bolts on your tour. How many miles, how many fields, things like that?
Yeah, again, the normal tour is about 100 miles. I have selected 6 routes that cover the different regions along there. They're about 10-mile rides. I stop every about 2 to 3 miles. Mm-hmm. I stopped at 17 soybean fields, 17 corn fields. That includes dryland and irrigated. And then I do weight the county average because Dodge County is about 39% irrigated. So I record a whole bunch of other things, previous crop, rotation. So this is, I'm recording more information over time that I think will be helpful to Dodge County farmers.
Sounds like a great effort. Thanks yep. for telling us about it. Yep. We'll see if you're right come when we get the okay. final results in.
Well,
okay?
you can be the one to point that out to everybody how I did.
Well, we'll do it together. Thanks, okay. Nathan. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Nathan Mueller, UNL Extension Educator, Dodge County, and again telling us about the Dodge County crop tour that he did here in September and just posted the results on his blog page. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.